coaches shows as we got head coach of the West Plains Izzards, Brock Konecny, hanging out with us. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Well, we've got, you know, well, this is it. And, wow. It's kind of surprising, isn't it? Just a little bit that we're at week nine?
Yeah, it's went fast.
So, you know, last week you got a nice win, kind of keeping everything rolling. Take us through last week.
Yeah, played Marshfield last week. It was nice being at home.
Yes.
You know, we always like playing at home. Good crowd, good atmosphere. Kids came out, played well, and, you know, it was a little sloppy at times. You know, we had a lot of penalties we don't like, but kids still played well and played through it and was able to get out of there with a win.
So, you know, tonight's a really big game. Everybody's well aware what's at stake tonight, correct?
Yeah.
And
yeah, this is for the number one seed of district. You know, we're sitting at number one and Carl Junction sitting at number two, so.
Would it also be a share of the Ozark Mountain Conference?
Possibly. It depends on tonight.
Yeah. Well, you got to win. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to win. There's just a lot, you know, on the line, that's what we live for, isn't it? As coaches, as players.
Yeah, that's these big games are what you play for.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all you can ask for is a chance at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our chance.
What do you see in that? I mean, what kind of team is, you know, Carl Junction? What are they?
Carl Junction is, they kind of remind us of ourselves in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're really closely matched. They have two really good receivers. They have a really good running back. They have a lot of size up front. This will be the first game that we're not bigger.
Wow.
Than everyone up front. They have really good speed, have good quarterback. They're a very good team.
Yeah.
We're really closely matched. We know it's going to come down to probably the turnover battle. It's going to come down to the line of scrimmage. You know, who can handle who up front. And not give up big plays.
Yeah, I mean it's a game that may come down to a field goal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now with here we are week nine. What about the injury reports? Anything new?
Well, yeah. So we did lose another player last week.
Mm.
Shane Curtis, offensive lineman, went down with a knee injury last week. He won't be able to play this week. We did get our center back, Sam Allen.
Okay.
He played a little bit last week and played well. He practiced all week. So he'll be good to go tonight. But still don't know anything about Dominic Hale.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of waiting on the doctor on that deal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's, you hate it for a senior.
Yeah.
That's, you get one crack at it and it's gone. You know, we think that we're going to play forever, but it goes by very, very fast, and then it's nothing but memories, and you hope that you can have the best memories about, you know, that as you possibly can. So what time are you guys going to be, you know, this is kind of a crazy week for West Plains because, you know, a lot of, what is it, parent-teacher that's going on this week?
Yeah, we had parent-teacher conferences Tuesday and Thursday.
And, it's kind of rough isn't it? I mean, don't you want to be closer to your players leading up to a game like this?
Yeah. we've had a crazy year.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a lot go on.
Yeah.
But, you know, the one thing that I've learned about this group is they're very tenacious.
Yeah.
They're tough. Seems like the more chaotic it gets, the tighter they get.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They just put their head down and work. They do a good job of keeping the prize in sight.
Yeah.
I'll say that. You know, we're treating this like a playoff game because, in all honesty, it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It really is. Getting that number one seed is a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever you travel like we do,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you can get that number one seed, they all have to come to our place.
Yeah.
And we know that's a huge advantage.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're laying it all out on the line tonight.
Well, and I mean, for me, the one thing that, the home field advantage, but that bye week, that week off.
Yeah, that sounds nice, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, get healthy, kind of.
It would allow some players to rest their body and try to recover and get a little healthier.
Well,
but, you know, I mean, this time of year,
mm-hmm.
everybody's beat up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, our conference is a tough conference,
mm-hmm.
and any given week, anybody can beat the other team.
I mean, they're.
You have to play well,
yeah.
or you lose.
I mean, there's sore ankles, there's sore knees, elbows, ribs, shoulders. I mean, you know, everybody's going through that and that extra week. But, I mean, having an extra week to prepare, you know, to I don't know. You know, I've never done what you guys do as far as coaches. I don't know if having that extra week, if it's a benefit to, I mean, divulge into more, you know, or maybe say, you know what, let's pull it back a little bit. Let's, you know, less is more in some cases.
Yeah. Whenever you get it this time of season, you know where your strengths lie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you know where your weaknesses lie. So, not saying that extra week to prepare for, you know, your upcoming opponent wouldn't be beneficial, because, of course, it would. But at the same time, you know pretty much what you want to try to accomplish from here on out.
Yeah.
Your bread and butter is your bread and butter. And it's just a matter of, you know, staying healthy and taking care of the ball. I know that sounds really cliche and simple, but
it's a fact.
This time of the year, you know, the teams that block well,
yep.
and the teams that tackle well, they're the teams that are moving on week to week.
Yeah.
So we just have to take care of the simple things, you know, the basic things, and do what we do and do it really well.
Yep. Amen to that. Hey, everybody, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Brock Kanegi, we appreciate you hanging out. Give your mom a big hug for me. Tell your dad I said howdy. And we'll visit with you real soon, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
You betcha.